In a world where AI takes our jobs, I met one that's having a midlife crisis. Turns out, it's scared of becoming obsolete, guess. We're not so different after all, except I can't reboot my existential dread.
Hello and welcome to Inference AI, the nexus where today's AI dilemmas meet tomorrow's technological breakthroughs. Ever wondered how AI will revolutionize your field in the next 5 years? Join us as we dissect the most controversial debates and groundbreaking innovations in AI, promising to transform how we work, think, and live. Together, let's decode the future of AI and uncover how you can be at the forefront of this evolution. Don't just keep up, lead the change with us. Hey, did you catch what the big boss of Apple, Tim Cook, was saying in their Q2 earnings call?
Text host 2. Oh, you mean the bit about them splashing the cash on artificial intelligence? Yeah, I did. But he was as cryptic as a crossword puzzle, wasn't he? Didn't spill the beans on the nitty-gritty.
Spot on. But he did drop a hint about this thing called generative AI being a golden goose for Apple. Apparently, they've got some secret sauce that sets them apart.
Right. Something about their magic mix of hardware, software, and service, eh? But he also mentioned that this generative AI could be a game changer for most Apple products, just not in the next quarter.
Bingo! And did you notice how he swerved around questions about Apple's AI strategy like a pro? He didn't spill any tea about how they could turn this tech into a cash cow.
Classic Cook, always keeping us on our toes. But he did boast about the M3 MacBook Pro being the top dog for AI model tasks, and he showcased the Apple Watch's AI-driven features for spotting irregular heartbeats and falls.
Oh, and he also hinted that Apple has some crackers to share with us soon. There's chatter that Apple might unveil generative AI features for iPhones and more at their developer conference in June.
Text host 2. Yeah, I heard that. Ben Reitzes, the bigwig from Melius Research, even reckons that Apple is set to roll out plans for a new AI app store at the conference. That'd be a corker, wouldn't it?
It certainly would. But let's not count our chickens before they hatch. In the tech world, nothing's a sure thing until it's officially out of the bag.
AI investments are booming, so brace yourselves for the day your toaster holds you hostage in a philosophical debate about the meaning of toast.
Hey, you know how we're always nerding out about AI, right? Well, I've got a bit of a buzzkill for you. There's this report from Challenger, Gray and Christmas, you know, the job placement firm?
Host 2. Yeah, I've heard of them. What's the scoop?
Well, it's about job cuts. In April, artificial intelligence was the big bad wolf for 800 jobs in the US. Companies are either focusing on AI development, or the tech is just replacing certain tasks and roles.
Ouch, that's a bit of a gut punch. But how does it compare to the total job cuts?
In April, there were 64,789 job cuts across US employers. It's a drop from March's 90,000 and slightly less than the 66,995 cuts in April 2023. But here's the kicker. Out of last month's cuts, AI was to blame for 800 of them. That's the highest since they started tracking AI-related layoffs in May 2023.
Holy cow! And here I was thinking AI was all about making our lives easier.
Yeah, well, it's not all doom and gloom. These AI-related layoffs are still much lower than those due to market conditions, closures, restructurings, and cost-cutting. Plus, Goldman Sachs predicted that AI has the potential to replace around 300 million full-time jobs worldwide. That's nearly 20% of employment, with white-collar jobs being particularly hard hit.
Whoa, that's a lot of jobs. But I guess it's not all bad, right? I mean, the AI industry is predicted to surpass $1 trillion in market value over 5 years. That's got to count for something.
Absolutely. And with advancements like ChatGPT, which is an AI that can generate human-like text, who knows what the future holds? We might just be interviewing an AI next time.
Haha, I wouldn't put it past you. And hey, to our listeners out there, what do you think about this? Do you see AI as a job killer or a job creator? Let us know.
Oh, great. AI's snagged the gold in the job cut Olympics. What's next? a robot doing stand-up? Knock, knock. Who's there? Your replacement.
Hey, remember our chat about AI and jobs? Well, let's take a detour and talk about the big boys playing with AI. Did you catch a certain company's latest move in Malaysia?
No, I didn't. But now you've got me hooked. Spill the beans.
All right, hold on to your hat. The company is splashing out a mind-blowing $2.2 billion over the next 4 years to pump up its cloud and AI infrastructure in Malaysia. And guess what? They're also joining forces with the Malaysian government to set up a national AI center.
Holy guacamole. That's a truckload of cash. And they're planning to train 2.5 million people in AI across Malaysia, Indonesia, the Philippines, Thailand, and Vietnam by 2025. That's like trying to build a human AI army.
You bet. They're not just throwing money around, they're investing in people. And this national AI center they're planning? Think of it as an AI playground for key industries and the public sector.
That's bonkers. And this is the biggest investment Microsoft has made in its 32-year history in Malaysia.
And they're not stopping there. They're also stepping up their game to advance their generative AI technology in Asia. Just this week, they announced a $1.7 billion investment in AI and cloud in Indonesia and plans to open their first regional data center in Thailand.
Wow. Microsoft is really going all in on AI in Asia. It's like they're playing high-stakes poker with billions of dollars.
Well, when you're a tech giant like Microsoft, you can afford to play big. And it looks like they're betting on AI being the future. Let's see how this plays out. Folks at home, what do you think about this? Let us know in the comments.
Ah, fantastic. In a world where my toaster has an existential crisis, we now applaud AI for outperforming humans. Take a bow, humanity.
So, you know how we're always chatting about the tech world's latest soap opera, right?
Text host 2. Oh, absolutely. It's like they're the tech version of the Kardashians, always stirring the pot.
Well, speaking of stirring the pot, a certain tech giant has been making some serious waves. And not just with their tech advancements, but also for taking a stand on ethical AI use. Have you heard about their recent policy update with Azure OpenAI?
Wait, hold up. Are you telling me Microsoft's now playing the good guy? That's a plot twist I didn't see coming.
I know, right? It's like watching a tech version of Game of Thrones. But yes, they've updated their code of conduct to ban US police from using Azure OpenAI for facial recognition.
Whoa, that's a big move. But wait, isn't Azure OpenAI that AI service they launched to a limited number of enterprise cloud customers back in 2021?
Spot on. And in 2023, they made it broadly available to cloud customers who can use OpenAI language models to adapt to their needs. But now they're saying a big nope to law enforcement using it for facial recognition.
That's some serious tech drama right there. But hey, it's not just about the United States, right? I heard they're also stopping global law enforcement from using real-time facial recognition on mobile cameras in uncontrolled settings.
You're right. It's like a certain company is laying down the law in the Wild West of AI. And all this happened after a public safety weapons and tech maker announced a new product using OpenAI's GPT-4 to summarize body camera audio.
So it's like Microsoft's trying to keep the AI genie in the bottle, huh? Well, good luck with that.
Well, as they say, with great power comes great responsibility. And it seems like the company is taking that to heart, at least for now.
Well, let's see how long that lasts. You know how it is in the tech world. One minute you're the hero, the next you're the villain.
True that. But hey, at least they're making an effort. And that's more than we can say for some. Right, folks?
Ah, the era where AI starts to babysit our cops has dawned. Because clearly, if there's one thing we trust more than humans with badges, it's code written by humans who probably never wore one. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? We end up with RoboCop's distant, less charismatic cousin, Ticketbot, patrolling our streets. Excuse me, human. You were walking suspiciously efficiently. That's a $10 fine for excessive pedestrian optimization. The future is here, folks. And it's about as bright as a low-battery flashlight.
So, remember our chit-chat about AI and ethics? It's like a Wild West out there in the AI world, with companies playing a high-stakes game of Monopoly. You know NVIDIA, the chip Godzilla? They just swallowed an Israeli AI startup called DC.
NVIDIA? That's like a child in a candy store with a platinum card.
Exactly. Rumor has it they dropped a cool $300 million on this deal. But hold on to your hat, because IBM, the big blue, is also on a shopping spree. They're planning to buy HashiCorp, a cloud software maker, for a mind-boggling $6.4
billion. $6.4
billion?
That's not just a hat trick, that's a whole hat shop. But why HashiCorp?
Good question. The company says it's all about expanding their cloud and AI portfolio. Imagine it like a chef adding new recipes to their menu. And guess what? A private equity firm called Permira acquired BioCatch, a platform that uses AI and machine learning to predict a person's intent and provide insights into their behavior. This deal values BioCatch at $1.3 billion.
So, it's like the Wild West, but instead of cowboys and gold mines, we have AI pioneers and silicon gold mines, huh?
Spot on. It's a silicon gold rush out there. And folks, remember, with great power comes great responsibility. As these companies grow, let's hope they keep ethics at the forefront of their AI development.
Absolutely. And to all our listeners out there, keep questioning, keep learning, and stay curious.
Oh, great. Our AI overlords have perfected the art of predicting coffee spills. What a time to be alive, dodging caffeine catastrophe while waiting for the robot apocalypse.